Here I am amongst the protesters outside the Valley this afternoon with Kevin and Martin. What's dragged you out on a wet afternoon like this?
To be honest, it's the way the club's been run for the last couple of years, really, and all the promises made by Catherine Mayer and Roland du Châtelet have not been true. They've not invested in the team, and the succession of head coaches they've appointed has just been a joke, really.
Well, I concur. I think the current ownership, if you can call them that, hold the fans and the club in total contempt. And it's not just about losing. It's not just about being in the bottom three, which I'm sure other teams will see it that way. It's about not respecting what the club is about, its history. What is it trying to achieve? It seems to me that to disregard fans in the way they have, I think tonight is about proving that, you know, that was a mistake. And let's see if we get a reaction to that.
Do you think this protest this evening then will get a message across?
It will get a message across, but who knows whether they'll respond. I mean, we've seen very little in response. The owner doesn't even come to games, I'm told. So, that must tell you enough about his respect for the club.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the first step in what could be a very long time. We're looking not very good at all. This feels like a relegation season, unfortunately, and I don't think the owners have got any plans for what to do next.
What do you think everyone's hoping to get from this protest?
I think initially it's just to send a message. I think that a lot of the goodwill that the owners had has evaporated over the last month or so, particularly after Catherine Mayer did the interview in Dublin where she described us as, you know, like cinema customers, and we can just go and watch a different film. Football doesn't work like that, as anyone who goes to football will tell you. So,
and do you think you'll get anything out of this protest this evening?
Well, aside from us making us feel better, which is really important, who knows? I mean, it's been such a disaster. You know, the confidence, the expectation is so low. But, you know, to prove that the fans can galvanise together, I think that's clearly evident tonight. So let's see. I mean, let's see.
And what are the main concerns, do you feel, the longer term of the fans?
The fact the club appears to be being used as some kind of nursery club or some kind of franchise or network club where even if youngsters come through the academy and do particularly well, they'll be sold on. There doesn't seem to be any reference to winning on the pitch, which seems an odd way to approach owning or running a football club.
And you?
I'm hoping that ultimately we'll be able to put enough pressure on du Châtelet that he'll sell up and leave. He did that at Standard Liège. Admittedly, I don't think Charlton fans are quite as feisty as Standard Liège fans are. But hopefully I'd like to see us with new owners. My patience with them have run out. I'm more than a customer, I'm a fan. And I want to see us compete on the pitch. I've got realistic expectations. I'm not imagining we're about to, you know, tear up the Premier League. We're not even meeting what would be realistic expectations at the moment.
There is talk of Peter Varney having an interest in the club again. How has that been taken?
Well, I think a lot of fans would be very happy with that. Peter Varney is somebody who's understands our history and has been there for a lot of our history. So certainly we'd welcome anyone at the moment, because at the moment du Châtelet and Mayer are not running the club in any way that it doesn't even make sense from a business point of view. It's crazy.
And Peter Varney, from your point of view, a good call?
Well, it's certainly encouraging, but again, there seems to be evidence that he's been treated with the same lack of respect as fans. So if Peter Varney can do something to change the current predicament, then yes, of course. But I think the fans would welcome any alternative, whether that's Peter Varney or anyone else, frankly.
Your personal message to the owners, what would you like to say to them? Keep it clean.
I think it's time for them to consider their positions and time to consider their investments, and perhaps time for them to leave. I think that the time for talking is over. I think move on and let's let the club move on.
Is that the same from you? Your personal message would be?
I think they need to go, and I think they need to go as soon as possible. They need to get out of our club. Let's have somebody in there who understands our history and understands where we're coming from. We've got history. We've had the fight for the Valley, the community involvement. Charlton has got loads of those things. We need to get it back.